Okay, we're coming to the end of the hour and a half here. I have a couple of comments. The law does speak to the qualifications of the Public Utilities Commissioners that their terms are staggered so that one term expires every odd number of years. The Governing Council approval appoints one of the commissioners as chairman, and he, Governor Lynch, has nominated Amy Ignatius as seating commissioner, and her proposed salary is $104,589, and her term would run through, if she's confirmed as chair, through July 1st of 2015. One commissioner must be an attorney, and at least one of the remaining commissioners must have experience in engineering, economics, accounting, or finance. Commissioner Harrington, or nominee Harrington and nominee Scott, their proposed salary is step three, $99,143. And Mr. Harrington's term, if he is confirmed, run through July 1st, 2013. Bob Scott's would run through July 1st, 2017. The consumer advocate has been very valuable to me over the years. That position is currently filled by Meredith Hatfield. Meredith Hatfield was renominated by Governor Lynch, but her reconfirmation was denied on a vote at the council of 3-2. I voted for her. However, under the rules of the Governing Council, and we actually don't operate under any strict rules, if one councilor wanted to bring that, change their mind and bring that back up again, we all have been spoken to, in my opinion, Meredith Hatfield. And it's my understanding on the current law, she will sit there until her replacement is seated. And I believe she's still working.
Last I saw, yes.
Yes. So the Public Utilities Commission is a very powerful three-person regulatory body in New Hampshire state government. It regulates, under New Hampshire law, 169 utilities that collect from consumers, customers, $2.4 billion. They have a staff of about 70 people, and that's the story. This is their annual report, biannual report. You probably could find it under, it must be online, I would assume.
I'm pretty sure it's on the PNC website.
And it's 55 pages in length. My job as a member of the five-member council will be, when Governor Lynch has a desire to call for a vote, will be to yes or no. And I'm very proud in now 34 years, and I've only missed one meeting in 34 years, and I have never missed a vote. It's either been yes or no. I've never abstained or left the room, and I've lived with whatever my votes have been over those first 34 years.
That's because there were four of you running around. I'm convinced you've been calling.
There has been considerable discussion among the councilors on these three nominees. We are required to hold one legally required session for the public, and that's scheduled now for February 22nd, starting at 1:30 in the afternoon in the council chambers. Because of the interest in life north of Concord, if you will, I decided to do two extra hearings on my own, and I'm not plowing new ground here. I did the same thing when Governor Benson nominated Grant Morrison to replace Mr. Harrington. I did that one in North Woodstock. So I'm carrying out my constitutional duties, and I would request both of you to get a copy of the Constitution and read it. I would assume that both of you have read the annual report and any other documents that pertain to this job that you believe you're qualified for. Anything further that anybody would like to mention? I'd like to, for the record, thank the Laconia City Library for the use of their meeting room this evening, and Randy Brow, who is their librarian here in the city.